The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I know. Welcome to Nightly Pop, your experts on Oscars fashion and swingers parties, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Wait, what?
Who knows? Hunter put it in the prompter. Nina Parker, Hunter March are here. And tonight we have a new set and twice the show. They gave us a whole hour, so let's do this.
We got to take a little bit more time. We got a new set, boo.
We have a whole, right?
A whole new set. Is room in here?
A whole
the
new
air,
set.
The air smells good.
The colors are bright.
It's
we
bright?
Have lighting. It's very exciting.
It feels like we got a budget.
We do. We have a big budget.
Girl.
Okay, we obviously have to start with last night's Oscars. Once again, they didn't have a host, but do we think one of these stars will do?
La 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 la. The 2020 Oscars!
While we're backstage watching it, Steve says to me, J-Lo's killing it 2 weeks in a row.
I can't do this.
Yeah. We're sorry.
We're too upset.
We're too upset to do this. Sorry.
Guys.
Guys.
That was an act.
Yeah.
Nobody more than us understands the importance of good visual effects.
MP.
Listen, I think if you get a genuine laugh from Al Pacino, you're doing something right to end on that, right?
Who would have guessed that Cats would have been the big hit of the Oscars?
I think anytime that you can make fun of yourself, I think people really appreciate it.
There were some incredible moments with the no host situation. A lot of people brought up the fact that there was no host. And Chris Rock even mentioned that it's because of tweets, which I just think is fun when you start embracing the things that everyone is thinking and all the award shows are doing. And now the fourth wall is gone and it's kind of nice.
I like the fourth wall.
Yeah, I mean, some of it to me, I just, award show comedy has never really been my thing.
Played.
I think the only person that I've liked is Ricky Gervais as far as like comedy. I think it's just a difficult thing to do. So I understand that it's not an easy job. A lot of it just to me just comes across very forced and very corny. So I feel like maybe they shouldn't do a host at all.
I like Kristen Wiig personally and Maya Rudolph.
You loved her. You love
them. Oh my God. Two of the funniest people, but I genuinely really love them on the show. They are
they did
so
a good job.
Funny.
Yeah. Are you auditioning for a show with them?
Yeah, it's called SNL. This is the only reason I'm doing this show.
Well, Hollywood took a walk down 8 Mile last night when Eminem did a surprise performance of Lose Yourself, and it left a lot of famous people confused.
You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you want. You better let it go. One shot, it's your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Martin Scorsese was excited.
I don't think I ever needed to see Martin Scorsese watching Eminem.
Right.
But I needed it.
It was the moment you didn't know you needed that you
needed. But yes.
I don't know if he was watching. He looks like he's asleep. You know when you're like on a flight and you're like, I'm pretty sure I slept. I'm not sure. That's what that was.
Yeah. I thought it was a good performance. We were all a little confused last night, but he got a standing ovation at the end.
It was a good performance. He's been doing it for years.
Yep.
It was from 2003, so it should be good at this point.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd.
It was a little odd. The brown beard is what was odd to me. I don't know why why does he keep forcing that look down our throats?
Like,
he was such a pretty blonde, he should stay that way.
Well, the pretty blonde, he also looked like a little white gangster. Like, I think he grew out of that a little bit, and now he's got the brown beard.
Yeah, that was like his Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Now
the beard is because he wants to have a more defined jaw. Personally, I think it's weak when men do that.
Okay. This got a little awkward. Some photo agencies identified Keanu's mom, one of the chicest women I have ever seen, as his girlfriend, Alexander Grant, instead of his mom. What do we think about that? First of all, I saw this woman on the carpet before I knew that it was Keanu's mom, and she was next to him, and I tweeted, "This is the chicest woman I've ever seen." Like, I don't know what she was doing or where she's been, but she killed it for me last night. Stunning.
Yeah. No,
yeah, she looked good. I think people were confused because Keanu's girlfriend has white hair as well. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe they thought, you know,
He has a type. He has a type.
What
do you mean he has a type? That was his mom.
I know, but they look similar.
He's got a little bit, he kind of went far with the whole Oedipus thing, and I like it,
I get
that. She looks like his mom. Her hair was back in that photo. I understand why people would have been confused.
Yes. To be clear, he's not dating his mom. They just look alike.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, I just wanted to make
everyone.
Sure. You were going down a weird road. I wanted everyone to realize.
That's really good.
You guys know they're coming out with another Matrix.
They're shooting it right now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really excited about that. I mean, it has no relevance to this, but I'm excited about another Matrix.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I can watch the first Matrix any day of the week.
It's a good
fun fact about
it. Fun fact. Because it's basically
I'm over, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, as if it wasn't enough to just go to the Oscars, they sweetened the deal with a swag bag worth a cool $225,000. Mm. Each bag includes gifts like an Ocean View 5-night Hawaiian vacation and a headband, thank God, to help your brain with meditation.
What?
And Anne Hunter Get Ready, a 12-day cruise through Antarctica, valued at $78,000.
Okay, wait a minute. These people are already really rich.
That's always how it works.
Like, why don't they, like, take these? I know they do come sometimes every year. They'll, like, donate an Oscar bag and you can win one or something like that. But this just seems like an egregious use of wealth.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no.
These people can already get these things for free. Mm-hmm. Most celebs can get a trip for free. And also, who's sailing to Antarctica?
Yeah, not me. That's not what I want to do for 12
weird
days.
Thing. Are they trying to get rid of some people?
Well, I don't
know. People do that when they've done, like, all the other continents already, and they're like, I want to do all seven. There's seven, Morgan.
I know.
And,
have either of you ever been to a place like Alaska?
I did Alaska on a cruise.
How was it?
On a cruise, of course.
Of course you did a cruise.
I was with my mom,
of
me
course.
And Keanu.
Oh my gosh. Why did I ask?
And how really was nice it, honey?
It was really, really cold and a dumb idea.
Right.
It wasn't fun after, like, the first day.
You see one glacier fall, and you're like, I guess, what do I do for the next 6 days?
Right.
That was it. That was the thing.
Right. All right, and an Oscar miracle. Leo actually brought his girlfriend to the show. Camila didn't actually walk the carpet with him, but she did sit next to him at the show. So that's something. I was really happy to see this. I think she's stunning. I think he's really serious about her. I think they're very happy. And the last time he did this was when he brought Giselle. So it's kind of like, wow, that was 17-ish years ago, and now 15?
Wow.
And now he's bringing his other lady. So it took 15 years to find someone worth it.
I love,
these
award shows, first of all, love his girlfriend.
Right.
She's a little old for me, but I'm a huge fan.
It is a 23-year age gap.
Right.
You know what I mean? Leo loves him, a young model.
Who's Oof. Older?
So, you know.
Oh, funny, Ooh. Funny.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah, I didn't say it was great.
I liked it.
Wait a minute.
I'm happy he's happy.
I didn't say it was great. I don't know. It's so cliche. Get more like Keanu.
Leo is that is, he's cliche about that.
Neither one of them is trying to settle down.
No.
AARP is knocking.
So the internet has a very important question after last night's Oscars. Why was Blac Chyna there? Well, we solved the mystery. According to her Instagram, she was the plus one of an award-winning music engineer, Big Head Tito.
Big Head Tito.
Is that his name?
She went with Big Head Tito. She walked the carpet
his
without...
His name is Big Head Tito?
Yes. You guys don't know who that is?
First name Big Head, last name Tito.
Yeah.
It's but Tito.
She
Big
walked,
Head Tito.
She walked the carpet without him because... nobody knows who he is, so...
Should you do that? I'm trying to figure out the etiquette for that. So, for an award show that's as big as the Oscars, someone invites you to come. Do you do solo pictures as a guest?
I think when you're more famous, you do. And that's why Blac Chyna was like, this is the only time I'm going to be here. I'm going to get this done.
Well, let's not... She could get a nomination for some of her work in acting and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, if she wants to do it, I'm not mad at her for being there. It was... as strange as seeing Eminem perform. It was just a night of random.
It was.
And I do feel like the Oscars PR is gonna go back and be like, oh my goodness, like Big Head Tito ain't getting another invite.
No, ever.
You ain't coming back to the Oscars with that
bullshit.
Oh my God. All right, coming coming up, Oscar's best and worst dressed, who looked amazing and who looked like a lasagna noodle next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We've got to talk Oscars fashion. We looked at our lineup and figured, you know what? There is no one more qualified than Hunter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now,
what? Are you getting into a new lane I don't know
this
about?
This is his passion.
As you guys know, I am the resident e-fashion expert.
Okay. Right.
Obviously.
Obviously. Your outfit is very good today. I will give you that
compliment.
They
said, let's dress him like a little pistachio nut.
Yeah.
And I said, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum, and overpriced.
Scoop
let's
it up.
Let's go ahead and hop into some of these questions. Because I am a professional, I'm gonna give you guys a celebrity and another option, and you guys are gonna have to tell me who wore it better.
Yay!
All right, first up, and please take this seriously, Kristen Wiig or a lasagna noodle?
Oh!
So let's go ahead and see the lasagna.
Oh, I love
it's
lasagna.
Tough.
I haven't eaten yet. I'm gonna go with the lasagna.
Also, it's very uterus chic too. That dress a little bit.
Uterus chic.
It is that, uterus chic.
That's it's what she kept saying on all the carpet.
There's like
the ribbon looks like a uterus.
Yeah, well, just like the sides of it, or maybe mine does right now. I'm going with lasagna too.
I think you're going.
It's more labical.
Labical.
It's labical.
Labia.
All right.
Oh boy.
Guess what? I don't want lasagna anymore. So. That's past.
Wow.
Thanks, girl.
It's important for people to understand their bodies. Okay, next up, Sandra Oh or this loofah?
It's a loofah.
Yeah, that was the
joke. Oh, that was a joke.
Oh.
That was real funny. Sorry.
I'm going to go with Sandra Oh. I like this look on Sandra. I thought it looked nice.
Yeah, I liked it on her, too. She does these really big dramatic dresses, and I think it looks good on her. I'm going with Sandra Oh.
Yeah, Sandra
Oh.
Not
the Lufo.
Yeah.
That's funny. Anyway, so we're going with Sandra Oh?
Yeah.
We are.
All right, Sandra Oh, congratulations. You beat the Lufo. Let's go next. This person honestly lights up my life. That's right, it's Laura Dern. Or this other person that lights up my life, a lamp.
Oh, yeah! From A Christmas Story!
Yeah.
I'm going with the Christmas Story lamp.
I'm going with Sandra Oh, because it's...
Wow! Laura. Interesting! What? It's between Sandra Oh or this Laura Dern.
If you think I went home after the Oscars, I did not.
Who do you think?
I'm going with Laura Dern because I've never seen A Christmas Story.
What?
No. Where was my childhood, huh? I don't know. Way, I've never seen
wait
it.
Wait a minute.
The half-Jew in me overruled, I guess.
We did the Oscars after
ever.
Party. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie, ever. Any of them.
Well, wait, that's a classic. Have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Oh, well.
Okay. Because I'm getting
that's
nervous.
Why I saw Judy, pills and all.
She's like, Wizard of Oz, is that the one with Nemo? Okay. Let's go to the next one. You ready?
Do we have red wine that I could throw on Hunter?
Who's the main character? What's the main character's name in Wizard of Oz?
Dorothy.
Are
no,
you really?
We're a little surprised. Some of us are a little surprised you got that.
Just f*** off.
All right, next up. I hope I say this right.
Well, you're not going to now.
Leah Seydoux. Is that right? All right, Leah Seydoux or this toilet bowl cleaner brush.
Oh,
okay,
this feels so shady, Hunter.
No, don't judge someone by the job they do.
I don't think that this is...
I gotta go with Leah.
Yeah.
I can't do that to her.
I didn't want to go with Leah because I don't know who she is, but I think she looks beautiful. Love her dress, black and white chic.
Yeah, we talked about this last night. Some of the simpler all-white dresses, touches of black dresses, touches of white. I think those really shine.
Wow.
You did your research.
You are really trying to get some points, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay. Gal Gadot.
Ooh.
A Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
How do you say it?
Gal Gadot.
And you said Gal Gadot.
It's not that.
Is it Gadot or Gadot?
It's Gal Gadot.
I thought
Gadot.
It was Gadot.
Anyway, Gal Gadot or...
Why are you trying to speed through it? Why are you trying to speed through the names?
I'm not trying to speed through it. Bless
you,
you go
I want
fast,
you to
I
say it slowly. I don't know who you're talking about. Gal what?
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot or Bernie from the Beaver from Birds of Prey. Bernie the Beaver from Birds of Prey.
Oh, the Bernie the Beaver is kind of cute.
Bernie.
I did not see that.
But I'm going to go with Gal. Gal looks good. She served.
I'm going to go with the Bieber.
Really?
Yes, I didn't love this look for Gal Gadot.
All right. Okay.
And the Bieber's sweet. Looks
so
friendly.
So we've got one for Gal.
Yeah.
And one for the Bieber.
And one for the Bieber. All right. Next up, we have Jane Fonda, or maybe you recognize her, Jane Fonda.
Oh, this was a little bit of clever from you producers, huh?
Okay.
Oh, did she change her hair also?
So she wore this dress in Cannes in 2014. And a lot of people are saying, well, that's not like a far enough gap to rewear the same
Are you
dress.
Kidding? I'm so into that.
Please, I'm glad she did that. And I think that's that was the theme of the season, right? Was to
sustainable.
Sustainable dresses. So good for her.
I think
Joaquin
she looks
Phoenix
beautiful.
Wore the same tux for every single award show this year.
Good for him, which by the way, like all the tuxes look the same anyway, so I'm happy that he did that.
Yeah.
I think she looks amazing.
Yeah,
she's
I'm gonna go with Jane Fonda.
She can do whatever she wants.
Okay, are you guys sure you're going with Jane Fonda?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Jane Fonda it is.
Okay.
Next up, there's Morgan. There's Brad Pitt.
Yay! We have matching butterfly bow ties. We called each other before the awards. We wanted to coordinate. Nobody knows about us, yes, but they do
he
now.
He did do the glam bot, so.
They do the glam dot, yeah. Your votes?
Well, this is awkward.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Morgan Stewart because I feel like she's a trendsetter. I feel like Brad Pitt's really biting off at her fashion hem right now, and it's not okay.
Not okay.
Morgan, I love you, but, you know, I'm trying to get Brad to come over, child.
True. By the way, we'll
I ain't going to never go against Brad. But
look
you
it
served
up.
It.
We totally
And I didn't
like
even realize you had a cummerbund.
Oh, yeah. Built in the pants. Oof. Sometimes I love myself.
Sometimes?
Only sometimes.
No, girl, that's every day, show.
Sometimes.
Jeez. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for playing. That was our little fashion segment. Woo! All
right. I love this stuff. I'm sad award season is over. Okay, before we take a break, let's raise our glasses to the end of award season.
Oh, I like that. To award season.
To award season. You know what, actually? Oh, hold on. Wait one second. If you guys don't mind. I don't want to be that guy that always overdoes it, but cheers to every clapping meme. To every winner's scream. Mm. And to every broken heel. Couldn't find another rhyme.
Right.
Cheers to the laughs. Cheers to the tears.
Oh.
Please don't touch me.
Okay.
And cheers to the dry, clean ears.
The dry, clean.
Well, that was.
That was something.
Mm-hmm.
Presented by AT&T, who would like to remind you that toast, like wireless networks, should never be just okay.
Adulting can become too much, so people make mistakes. Turn to booze and drugs or water ski half naked down a street. So who's ready for I'm With Woo! Stupid? Our favorite game of the show. Okay, if you think your neighbors are f***ed up, a woman in Canada looked out her window one morning and got an eye full of Speedo.
That is funny.
Canada, Canadians, I want to do this. British Columbia.
I feel like this is... I feel like this is how people get sick.
This is how people get sick, and this is how things get small.
That's very true.
That is a small...
It's a lot of shrinkage.
Small thing,
yeah.
You know?
Have you ever been water skiing? Do you guys like water skiing?
I've been jet skiing, but not water skiing.
It's so funny. They have the same word in it, almost the opposite activities.
Yeah, that's true.
Water skiing and jet skiing.
Water skiing, to me, is very intimidating.
It's really tricky. Have you done it?
Of course not. But
have you?
Yeah.
Did you fall?
You fall every
you
time
have to,
for
right?
the first like 30 tries.
Doesn't it hurt there that somebody's like body slamming you into the ocean, right?
No, you don't really do it in the ocean. You do it in like lakes and stuff.
Oh yeah, no. I'm Mediterranean
rivers.
Person. I'm not not at the lake.
You don't like stagnant pools
not a lake
of
area.
Water.
Well, you're definitely not a street skiing person.
This person was trying to channel Vin Diesel.
Or Vin Diesel.
Evel Knievel.
Evel Vin Diesel.
This is dangerous.
This is funny to me because there was a family trip I used to go on all the time. We used to go to Vegas to this, like, river out there. And I would always
Wow, that sounds
bring...
methy.
Yeah, it was. I would always bring a Speedo, and I would wear it on one of the days.
Would you?
With my family, yeah.
That's exciting.
Just to embarrass them?
just to embarrass everyone.
Got it. This was 40 degrees and the power was out, so maybe he was bored, had nothing to do. So he's like, speedo it up. All right.
People do weird when they're hot.
By the way, moving on, a woman in Rhode Island called the local Hobby Lobby to let them know she lost her keys. Hobby Lobby, okay. And when they reviewed their security footage, they spotted her dropping her keys while stealing jewelry. The police found her in the parking lot, and she removed about 19 pieces of jewelry from her sweatshirt, coat, and bag.
From Hobby Lobby?
By the way,
isn't Hobby Lobby like, don't they have like little trinkets and stuff?
They have like RC cars and airplanes that you can fly.
They do.
Why would you be stealing from there?
It's like a Michael's.
Like places like that, everything is really cheap. Mm-hmm. Like you can get supplies and stuff for like $3.
Yeah, stole like $100 worth of stuff, so whoa.
That's crazy that she stole 19 pieces of jewelry. Total cost, about $100. Don't steal, buy one for $2.
Oh my gosh, she played herself.
I stole a laser pointer once from a Nordstrom's.
That's such an annoying thing to steal and sew something
you
would.
Have you ever stolen? What's the weirdest
thing
you've ever
stolen?
Yes,
milk and eyelashes, I've told you guys, is from Rite Aid on Canon.
Wait, you don't say the place!
And in Florida news, a woman was arrested for punching a neighbor who didn't invite her to her kid's birthday party, and local news had fun with this one.
Fists were flying, and they were all hers.
Can my children come to your grandson's party? That's the question that this woman, Amanda Dome, asked her neighbor before losing her cool. Deputies arrested Dome yesterday after she barged into her neighbor's home, put a beat down on her, all because her children were not invited to the, shall we call it a bash, a birthday bash next door.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
NBC2's Joseph Ojo spoke to the victim, who saved some key evidence to help deputies make an arrest.
I took the beating and went about my day.
Not a piñata.
Local news is so funny.
She put the beat down. When he said, I see what you did there, that was like us doing a spoof. Like, what was that?
You know, no shade, but local news sometimes, what the hell are they shooting? No. Like, they're shooting the balloons in the corner. Like, nothing. It wasn't even coordinated with what the hell she was talking about. And obviously, you should not beat anybody up, but it probably would be weird to have, like, a neighbor and the kids play together, and then all of a sudden, like, you don't invite the kids. That has to be, like, a weird parent, like, hierarchy, weird stuff.
You get beat up for that. You don't not invite my kid to the birthday.
Absolutely
never going to be happening,
it's a
ever.
Thing.
You have
to. I remember in elementary school, probably like second or third grade, there was this boy who invited everybody to his birthday party but me.
That's trauma. That follows you.
Later, like in high school, he said it was because he liked me. So I kicked him in the forehead.
Sounds about right.
That made us even.
Anyway, also in Florida, crazy, I know, state troopers pulled over a car for speeding and then found a ton of drugs in a container labeled, wait for it, bag full of drugs.
What?
What?
I think that's great. If they've found the bag, you already know you're in trouble. Might as well make it funny.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Make it fashion, baby.
Make it.
I mean, they had to have laughed when they saw it, right?
Yeah, they were trafficking methamphetamines and GHB.
Gonna pretend we don't know how to say that word.
Three counts of possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Why would you put it in a little bag that you got from Marshall's like that?
I don't know.
If you are high enough and you write bag full of drugs on a bag of drugs, that is hilarious.
Yeah. They didn't even write, though. That's the thing. It's not written, like, it's bought. That's a printed bag. Like, it's really supposed to be a joke.
Yeah,
it's like a makeup bag. You should put makeup in it or something. Like,
yeah, those charges
they really put drugs in it.
That is probably a makeup bag. You're right, 100%.
Oh,
like, Zara sells it.
Yeah. Okay, up next. Yeah, Zara.
Sephora.
Up next, jealous swingers and psycho cheerleaders. We are playing a lifetime of sickos. Woo! Lifetime movie, now would be the time in the story to murder someone like Hunter.
Oh, no, wait.
Okay. We will not do that, no. We promise. Instead, we are going to bring back our new favorite segment. Mm-hmm. We're going to play A Lifetime of Sickos. Woo!
Let's play.
So here's how it works. I'm going to show you a recent Lifetime movie, and then you guys have to guess the actual title. You ready?
Yes. Okay.
All right. First up, Vicky is a 30-year-old woman who takes on a teenage identity and goes back to high school. I don't know what you think about Vicky. Anyway, Vicky will do anything to be the number one girl in school, including murder.
Murder.
Well, you know, after dinner, maybe you could put on that cheerleading outfit and we could play high school. Wow, really brought out the fancy.
Ah!
My mother always said I lacked ambition. That was the old Vicky. I'm Caitlin now. And Caitlin makes mommy proud.
Of course, if there's a psycho, they're going to name her Caitlin. Psycho name.
Oh, my goodness. Lifetime, you never disappoint.
That was
all right.
Crazy.
So is this one called A, give me an M for murder, B, cheer squad massacre, or C, identity theft of a cheerleader?
I'm going to go with A.
I'm going to go with A.
What the heck?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, I am. And he kind of looked like Tobey Maguire.
All right.
All right. Well, you're both wrong. The answer is C, identity theft of a cheerleader.
Wow. Do you see what cheating gets you, Morgan?
God, by the way, I knew that's what it was. I just didn't want to guess it.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's a real movie?
It's a real movie on Lifetime.
Feels like 21 Jump Street, but instead of cops, it's murderers going back to high school.
Next up. A busy mother hires a party planner to help her design her daughter's Sweet 16 bash. Little does she know her new hire is very unstable and also a little bit of an over-explainer.
Lindy, please, look what you did to Marlo. You're not a killer.
No? No. Why don't you ask my dead husband about that? Or that lame-ass party planner you tried to hire over me?
If you fire that gun out here, the neighbors will call the police.
Yeah, exactly. And all they're gonna find is this gun. In Marlo's dead hand, with your body slumped over it.
Lindy, that's not Marlo's gun. That's your gun.
Wrong!
It's yours.
Whoa, did not see that coming.
Who gets these movies made? Where's their budget from? Should they give it to
we
us?
We should be making movies. We gotta pitch Lifetime.
This is crazy. Lifetime needs to give us all their money to make it even
bigger
set. We
could have one, like, death of a co-host.
Yeah.
Why are both of you stuck on this? Let me live.
All right. Is this one called A, killer Sweet 16, B, psycho party planner, or C, RSVP or die?
I'm going to go with...
That last one is hilarious.
I'm going to go with...
I want that on a t-shirt.
A, killer Sweet 16 is my answer.
I'm going to go with A, killer Sweet 16 is my answer.
So you guys are going to do a shtick every
No, that's really
genuinely
my
answer.
That's my guess.
Nina, just prove us right.
All right. Well, the answer is psycho party planner.
That's such a dumb name.
That's ridiculous.
That's so dumb.
And I feel like I usually think B is never the answer.
RSVP or die is pretty epic. I really love that one. Whoever thought of that? You was thinking. All right. Moving on, this Lifetime story is about a young married couple who make a huge mistake by agreeing to participate in a secret swingers party in their neighborhood. And this was the husband's big pitch.
I guess this group gets together like once a month, always the same people. They like to share intimate experiences with each other, romantic experiences.
Are you telling me they have invited us to a swinger party?
Yeah, and look, before you say no, I want you to think about it.
You are considering this. I cannot believe this.
If we open up our relationship, it'll be good for us. You and I both know that things have been difficult. Ever since we lost we have grown apart.
This isn't even part of the game, but girl, he tried to use you. Look, you losing your baby, the hell, go to an orgy, leave him.
Yeah.
Leave him, sis! What?
That was a sad moment in time.
All right. Is this one called A, Suburban Swingers Club, B, Lethal Seduction, or C, Forbidden Neighbors?
I'm going with
C.
Suburban Swingers Club.
C, Forbidden Neighbors.
It is A, Suburban Swingers Club.
I made it through.
The one time I don't copy her. Do you see why I do this?
Yeah.
I do actually want to watch that last one. I need to know what happened.
Yeah.
They get you every time, all right? And last, we have a jealous dance mom who takes extreme measures to ensure that her daughter wins a scholarship. But the victim's mother will do whatever it takes to protect her own daughter.
Now, look, I'm sorry how everything went down here. I'm going to send someone back here for you guys. Don't worry. I promise I'll be back.
I'm trying to help.
you!
Beverly Mitchell.
What the?
She's come a long way from Seventh Heaven, let me tell you.
I don't know if I'm offended by that clip.
I know!
That is not how fights work. I hate to break it to you. That was weird.
These movies are ridiculous. All right, is this one called A, Dancer in the Dark, B, Psycho Stage Mother, or C, Deadly Dance Mom?
C, Deadly Dance Mom. Pick something else.
No, that's the one I want,
then
though.
I'm going to change mine.
Okay, fine.
Wow.
C, Deadly
Insane
Dance Mom.
Insane what I have to deal with. I'm going to go with B, Psycho Stage Mother.
Okay, it is C, Deadly Dance Mom. I don't know who won, child.
Doug Morgan won. She got two. I got none.
Oh, God, I love winning.
RSVP
Thank you.
Or die.
All right, stay right where you are. Reality Check is next. Reality show, so little time, but we're here to catch you up, so you're welcome, okay? Mm-hmm. It is time for Reality Check. Woo! All right. The Bachelor just dropped the thirstiest promo ever. No shock there. There's nudity and clay, and well, you might have to take a cold shower after watching this.
Oh, my love.
And he's so hot in her.
Peter, you in danger, boy.
Whoopi really lent her time to that, huh? That's crazy.
The problem is, it's a good concept for a commercial to make people watch The Bachelor. I would have loved if he did anything. You know, like if he showed a little emotion or actually.
So it's like
acted.
On the show then.
Yeah, it's just, he's literally got eight hands all over him and he's just. Well, this isn't really taking the shape I wanted. It's like engage a little.
I don't know if I'm more shocked about the way this commercial turned out or if the fact that you think that Pilot Pete is hot.
I think he's a cutie patootie.
He's cute. He's cute. I don't see him.
He's sweet. I think he's, yeah, okay, fine.
When you said
hot.
He is so hot when we were watching this, I thought you thought he was somebody else.
He's cute. I was looking at his pectoral muscles first and then I saw his face. He's cute.
He is cute. I just don't see him as someone you would date.
No, definitely not. Oh, no, not dating. Never gonna date, but he's cute to look at in his commercial.
It's all lighting for those muscles. You could see if you've got shadows under your eyebrows,
it's
that
okay.
means it's
your,
an over.
Your muscles
no,
are cute
it's
too.
It's just that it's not fair.
Right. You can't talk about someone else's muscles
it's
and not
okay.
talk about
you are the muscliest man. You are our muscle man. Okay?
Really?
We have a little, yeah I swear. Totally.
You're still a great.
Okay.
Yeah. And the drunken debauchery continues on MTV's Floribama Shore. Last week, Jeremiah and Cody lost a card game, and the payback was the grossest thing we've seen on the show yet.
All right, here we go. Go upstairs.
Teeth those up.
She might throw them in your mouth, honestly.
Open up. Why?
Make sure it's nice and gooey.
No! They're not
all right, open wide. Eyes closed.
She's going to miss.
Absolutely
that's
not.
Canceled, don't react.
I don't have words that we can put on TV for something like this.
Yeah.
This is the only words to describe this, Floribama Shore. It's being talked about right now. People, for some reason, love this show.
Cody and Jeremiah, we've said those names more than I ever thought we would.
Household names.
And on E's Very Cavallari, Jay wants to show Kristen's friend Justin, who I love, and Scoot a piece of Nashville. So they go to an axe-throwing bar.
Board.
You got it, big guy.
Shimmy will help. You're a great player.
Oh,
she's gonna kill it.
Probably. All towards. All right, let's see it, Jay.
You want to start here?
That's
all
good. I don't understand.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I think he had a delicate throw. Kristen had some oomph in hers.
He's a former quarterback.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the one who can hit the bullseye every time.
I mean, I feel like it'd be like if the three of us went to go throw axes, we would get it.
In LA.
We would get it, and Hunter would not, and he'd have the same
upset tent. Are you kidding me?
It would just fall down. It would
be
like,
if you didn't hit one bullseye, you would get in your feelings.
Let me tell you exactly what would happen. I would throw it, bullseye. We'd go, you know, it's a funny bit if we pretended I couldn't get it.
We should definitely set that up and bring all of you with us. All right. Wedding planning can be stressful, but Kyle on Bravo's Summer House has turned into a groomzilla. On last week's episode, he wanted everyone's full attention.
We had a deposit down. We had
a date. See what had been one.
I know, like, the stress that goes into finding a venue, you know, and...
All right.
Okay.
She's actually talking to you, and you're like... No, hanging out with the Giggly Squad. You literally are giggling the whole time. It's f***ing this.
I get to be here the first time. We're laughing. We're having fun.
Have you ever been at a table where someone's literally being rude the entire time? That's you.
Stop. You're literally yelling at us. Yeah. We're laughing.
Kyle.
Dude, I'm serious.
Shoestring, I feel you, boo.
The Giggly Squad. The shoestring's only on the show.
I get it.
I don't make those mornings anymore, sorry.
I personally would rather be a part of the Giggly Squad all day. Giggly Squad, guess why they're giggling? Because they're having a good time.
Oh my God.
This is actually really funny. I don't watch this show, but the clips that I've seen, this is kind of funny.
It is funny. We've all been where he is.
They all just get on each other's nerves.
It's just one of those things, why get upset at something like that? Just hang out with your girlfriend.
It's something else. Like, clearly there's something else going on.
Yeah.
Maybe he's sleeping with one of them.
True. The twist we didn't know we needed.
That's how these shows work, honey.
Wow.
We are not done yet. A brand new Relationship Trolls is after the break. Yeah. Business out there for the whole internet to read. We are all about it. It is time for relationships. Okay, so this is my actual worst nightmare. Some poor girl on Reddit just got engaged with a $28 ring from Groupon. Yikes. All right, she writes, it's lovely to look at and three diamond-ish stones in a row on a silver-colored band, but it's two sizes too big and turns my finger green.
Ooh.
What should she do?
Go to the doctor? Why is she turning green?
Because it's not real platinum or silver.
Yeah.
So it's just making, it's like getting a ring at the golf course. Mini golf.
You get rings at mini golf?
Yeah, like in the plastic. Thank you, Nina.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird because he's a grown-ass man. He's not like just an up, you know, he's 39.
Yeah.
So you would think, you know, I mean, look, maybe you don't need a ring. Maybe he could get her a nice little gold band.
I agree.
And then, you know, because the relationship is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Don't get a bad ring. I'd rather we just wait. And we can still be engaged, and we'll get it when we can afford it, but don't get a bad one.
If my ring is going to include diamond-ish, I'd rather just go with a band.
Yeah, so. just do a nice, simple band. You can get a gold band on Amazon.
It's very chic, too. It's all the rage right now.
Also, those lab-made diamonds, so much cheaper, just like real diamonds.
And better.
And better for the world.
Yeah. Yes.
Morgan?
Yes. Okay, this next guy writes, our neighbor's son, who's 19, told my wife that he is in love with her and clearly offered us a polyamorous relationship. The husband confronted his young neighbor, and the teen said he meant every word.
Whoa.
Should the guy tell the kid's parents?
If he wants the kid's parents to join in, maybe, but otherwise, three is enough, baby.
This their neighbor?
What? 19 years old? What's happening?
The couple
here?
Is in their 40s. This 19-year-old next door said that he wanted to make it a polyamorous thing, which I hate to, you know, I feel like a lot of 40-year-olds are like, you know, how come I don't have a bunch of 19-year-olds looking at me the way, you know, they used to? And now one does, and they're not jumping at the gun. Jumping at the bit for the bit.
But would it be a little bit messy if your neighbors? Like, I'm not mad at the polyamorous relationship, but if you're living next door to somebody, this is just not gonna end well.
No, it's not gonna end well. I just like the kid's confidence that the guy was like, what did you just say? And he goes, you know exactly what I said, old man.
This actually sounds like it could be a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
The whole thing is very, very strange. But okay, to each their own. Our next guy tweeted six brown chicks.
Who's
our
now
favorite.
Following me on Twitter, by the way.
Congratulations.
Six brown chicks?
Everybody.
Oh, my God.
The messiness that must have followed us.
That's
We've given
exciting.
Them a lot of attention. So.
The only person that's following me is Cameo, and they do not leave me alone. Okay, tweeted six brown chicks. Me, 5'3", Baptist, and boring. She's 5'9", long locks, earring in her nose, and hashtag goth. Huh. I spent the night and woke up with razor scars on my chest. I screamed in pain. She threw hot candle wax on me. I love her, I think, but I'm afraid of her. Help, Hunter.
Yeah. I've got this one. Sounds like you found yourself a keeper. And what you're gonna wanna do is just play it slow. You know, let her think she's in control because she is.
Yeah. Do not listen to Hunter. Call 911.
Yeah.
No.
She's trying to kill you.
No, because then she gets arrested and now there's one more good one off the market.
Razor blades.
Well, you could write her in jail.
Listen, you would have a pen pal in jail.
Yeah,
you
half my family. I love this because she was sweet enough to know I cut him on accident. He's bleeding. Now I must cauterize the wound. And she threw hot candle wax on him. Plus, if you've ever done wax play, it's not as scary as it sounds.
I don't think this is true. I don't even think this thing is real. He's 5'3", she's 5'9".
I feel like that makes
she
sense.
Ain't she, no, five,
no,
three,
but she likes to dominate. She's the one that wants to be in charge. She wants to tell. She wants him to tell her who's his mommy.
This sounds like a fairy tale.
Sounds like the opposite of a fairy tale.
Depends who you are. A mom called into a radio station to complain that kids at her son's new school started calling him Andy instead of Andrew. Unacceptable. Apparently, she hates the name Andy, so she demanded the teacher instruct the class to only call him Andrew, even though he refers to himself as Andy now. She says, if we don't get this under control now, he will be Andy for the rest of his life.
You didn't want people to call him Andy. Why would you name him Andrew?
Okay.
That's like saying, oh, I don't want people to call him Mike, but his name is Michael.
Right.
Yeah, well, there
it's going to happen.
There are people, I forgot who the celebrity was. Oh, Matthew McConaughey. When he was growing up, people started calling him Matt and Maddie, and his mom was like, no, you are Matthew. And that's why everyone knows Miss Matthew McConaughey and nothing else. So I do get that some parents really think this, except not everyone ends up Matthew McConaughey. You're just gonna f this kid up. Andy's gonna be weird now.
Okay, the kid is 7. These kids are gonna call him Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you're 7, you're Andy. When you turn 30, you'll be Andrew.
The thing is, no, but I also feel like when you do stick to the nickname and it happens so early, it does stick with you. You don't change to Andrew at 30. I think he will be Andy. Like, I have a friend named Andrew who's been Andy his whole life.
So don't name him Andy. Like, keep a short name like Nina, no problem.
Well, this is a good read. Well, one couple sent out wedding invites without actually inviting people. The card said, as much as we would love for you to attend, sadly, our venue cannot accommodate everyone. If you would like to congratulate the bride and groom, they are accepting money to aid in a beautiful honeymoon. That's a new low. Okay. All right. So we can't actually afford to invite you, but if you want to help us go on a honeymoon, we'd love your
help.
Well,
they will keep us in their hearts during the celebration.
Right.
So that's nice.
Wow. I don't want to be a no cold, tiny ass heart. Get me out of there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not hanging out.
Why not just elope?
Just don't have a wedding.
You know?
This is going back to the three diamonds-ish thing, right?
People
if you can't do it, don't do
up.
It.
Don't keep up. Just do what best suits you. Because you ain't getting no gifts.
How many people are you going to invite to, like, your wedding? Like, do you have that dream size?
I don't have a dream size, but I'd probably say 150.
Such a good number.
Yeah,
you're gonna agree?
Moderate.
My second one's going to probably be more than my first. The first I had 150. I'm getting married again. Shocking. Not yet.
Based on the things you text me, I always forget that you were already married.
Yeah.
I would say...
We don't text.
Okay.
We don't text.
Y'all check out the Insta stories from last night. Look like y'all text.
Looks like me and EJ Johnson text.
No, it looks like you and the girl that didn't go home with you text. Okay.
Okay. All right, so this got deep.
The reason he went.
What's the end of the show sound like?
It sounds like, okay, that's it for us, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.